the ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next on Scene.
Welcome back to Becoming Next on Scene, everybody. I am so loving all the shout outs on social media and the feedback we've gotten so far with a little bit of the rebranding for Becoming Next on Scene's podcast. So we now have discussed the legalities, a little bit of the legalities when it comes to building a business. So once you've kind of started to get that in place, if not, please reach out to Andrew. He is amazing if you ever have questions. But I really want to focus today on, once you figured out the legalities, how do you start building your brand online to start generating, you know, not only brand awareness, but also generating sales for your business outside of referrals or organically through people you meet networking? All right, so before we get into all that fun stuff, I want to talk about, I experienced sound baths for the first time last week. It was awesome. I don't know if any of you have ever tried it, but it's basically these like gold bowls where they have these like wooden like stirrers and they make these like loud sounds that shift the energy in your life and in your room and in your bodies. So it was like a whole group of us. Elizabeth Raymond ran it. She is so awesome. If you haven't checked out Align Meditation, she also is on Insight Timer. She is just so awesome. So this is my first time doing this, right? And I'm all excited. And as soon as we get into the session, I'm like, wow, this sound is like so relaxing. I had like a little face mask on. And all of a sudden I get eaten alive by mosquitoes in the middle of her whole session. Okay. So I'm like, what the hell? We were just hanging out outside. I didn't get eaten alive by mosquitoes. And she starts doing this clearing and like energy, you know, healing for the whole room. And I was eaten alive by mosquitoes. So we made a joke because I wasn't the only one that got eaten alive. There were a few of us, but like she shifted the energy and then the mosquitoes just ate multiple people. Like I can't even begin to tell you. I think I got 12 mosquito bites, like 12. I'm not even exaggerating. Unbelievable. So life and energy is so interesting when you're clearing shit out. I'm just like, what the hell was this about? So that was really interesting, but really cool overall. Like I would say if I was just in a little bit of not being eaten alive by mosquitoes, I would have enjoyed it way better. But the whole experience overall was amazing. So I highly recommend you look into sound baths. I'm definitely going to be doing more of them. And probably closed in setting with no open windows or anything. But I definitely loved it. So I'm definitely going to check out more of that. Also, we are almost complete with our magazine that comes out September 25th. We could not be more excited. And early bird tickets for Your Guide to a Better Lifestyle trade show ends September 1st. So be sure to get your early bird tickets before before those are no longer available. This event is going to be kick ass. So I hope to see all of you there. We have people coming from all over. So definitely get your tickets. We only do events a couple times a year. So they're really fun when we plan them out. And it's just a great experience. Amazing people on site. This whole experience is basically wellness and fashion, beauty, all in one realm. And halfway into this trade show of on-site experiences. So rather than going to your standard trade show and all of these vendors are doing experiences on their actual, you know, clientele and people that work for them, we're giving you the experiences. So you can get your brows tinted, you can get a massage, you can get a facial, you can, you know, learn how to squat, squats, like personal trainers. There's just, you can taste some awesome foods. I mean, there's just going to be like 30 plus vendors. It's going to be such a great experience. So I was thinking of the word swaddling because I have a doula that's going to be there too. And she's going to teach new moms the best way to swaddle. So I thought that was cool. There's also a company called Vox Life, and they basically have created these socks that help you make your posture like straight. It's like mind blowing. You put on the socks and like you can stand perfectly straight. And people that have disabilities or any nerve issues, it really, really helps their whole system completely in terms of posture and feeling better. And it's just amazing. I mean, you see people that can never walk or stand up straight, and these people put these socks on and they can walk. Like, it is just incredible. So yeah, there are over 30 companies that are going to be on site that day. It's going to be such a great experience. We'd love to see you there. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. We're also giving 5% of every ticket sale to Cape Ann Animal Rescue. We're also going to have another nonprofit on site, Cure JM for Liam, which I talked about on my episode last week. So that's going to be awesome. We also are going to have Boston 25 on site and some awesome other media outlets, influencers, and just people you need to know. Small businesses, people you need to know, brands you need to know, everybody that you need to know will be there. So just wanted to tell you that if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, you should, because I would love to meet you in person if I haven't, and I would love to introduce you to my network. So I hope to see you guys all there. And now we're going to get back to the importance of building your brand online. So what is the first step that you should do? When you now have come up with your business name, you're all excited, you've gotten a DBA. Usually, like, I started with a DBA, so if that's where you're starting out, awesome. If you're already advanced and done an LLC or incorporated, good for you, amazing. I'm now an LLC myself. I'm a sole proprietor, so I speak, you know, more relatively to the people that are sole proprietors, but if you are above and beyond that, this still totally pertains to you. So once you've done those steps, the key thing to really start getting your brand noticed and online is to make sure that, one, you have a website, and two, that you are on every single social media platform. So that means you should be on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter. Those are my four main ones that I always suggest that you should start with. YouTube is incredible. It is how I built my entire business. You know, one of my goals is to eventually build more on that platform, and then one day I can share more of that with you. But let's first start with those four platforms. So the key thing is you want them all to have similar names, if not identically the same, so it's easy for people to find you that way. And then also you want to make sure that you're posting the same content on every single platform, minimum twice a week. And the reason you want to do that is because you have a different set of eyes on every platform that might not see it in the same place. So the more places the same content is, the better. And if somebody doesn't want to see it, screw them. You know what I mean? Like, then they don't want to follow you, and who cares? Who cares? Because the right people, there's so much to go around. The right people are going to follow you, engage in your content. And those 1 to 5 people that might be first initially engaging in you could be potential customers. So I love sharing this story because I absolutely love Tesoro Boston. If you're not familiar with them, they are, they're jewelers based in Middleton, Mass. And I actually met Narissa through Twitter, and I was never active on Twitter. And the reason this is so valuable to me is because Narissa now is one of my closest friends, and they have been working with me now since we met on Twitter 4.5-5 years ago. So I'm sharing this story because a lot of people are like, I don't know about Twitter, I don't know. And I'm like, yeah, Twitter is super valuable. You got to make sure you're sharing all the same content in those places all the time. Even if it just means Monday through Friday, you're posting minimum twice a week as a business owner. That is really all you need minimally. I know everybody has different ways of, you know, posting and promoting what they do. And every social media expert and marketing expert has their own advice, and take whatever, you know, speaks to you. But I could speak of what works for me and what works for my clients. All you need to do is minimum twice a week, and you're going to see a game changing of results. So the key thing is that I need to tell more and more people about is, yes, you're posting, you're doing all these great things, your aesthetics, meaning like your colorings of your pictures and all that look great, but you're not getting any likes, you're not getting any engagement. Like, what do you need to be doing? So the key thing is that if you're just posting and letting it sit there, and you're, you know, liking one picture of one person every once, you know, in a blue moon, you're not going to get return on your content. So the key thing is you need to be spending minimum, I tell all of the people I work with this, 1/2 hour a day. If you can do it 1/2 hour before you go to bed, that's really all that you need to do. And it's going to be so game changing, because you're going to see, like, you can't just like one person's one photo. You're going to get lost in the shuffle. You need to dedicate some time on each individual profile, each individual person on Facebook or on Twitter, if you're going to retweet, or on LinkedIn, if you're going to like some comments, and you're going to really start seeing the return of investment coming back to your own content. So today I'm really just talking about the actual content you should be posting, in terms of like the actual pictures in your feed, the content you're sharing online. This is what I'm talking about. So my insight for you is to post minimum twice a week. I think influencers, even, you know, I've spoken with a bunch of different ones, and I recently had some at my mastermind. They're even saying that they're only posting 2 to 3 times a week. But the key thing and difference with them is Instagram stories now and Facebook stories are another huge way of getting a lot of people that you wouldn't get otherwise, which I will totally talk about on another podcast. But the key thing is that as long as you're doing, you know, 1 to 3 posts a week in your actual feeds on all your channels, and it's all the same content, then that's all you need to do. But in order to get return, you got to engage. You got to spend more time on each individual profile for more than 2 seconds. Like, actually, like, leave a genuine comment. Don't always just say, love this. Maybe leave, like, 5 heart face emojis or saying, like, I absolutely love your dog. It's so cute. I love the bow tie he's wearing. Like, the more specific and more extreme it is, the better response you're going to get. So I really wanted to talk about that today because I have to tell you, since I started my business, I did the legality side of things, then I really started to build my social media presence online. And from there, then I was really able to gauge the type of people that were interested in my type of content I was sharing. So that also gives you feedback on like the types of content your audience wants to see more of. So it's a good way to experiment and create structure. If like one day you're going to give tips and one day you're going to give, you know, like advice, you're going to share an inspirational quote, like what is giving your audience more of what they want? There's a woman that I do some work with, Ellen Conti. She's awesome. If you ever listen to this, hello, beautiful. How are you? So I noticed on Facebook, she always comes up randomly every morning and she posts a motivational quote and she gets a ton of traction on that and people love it. So they know that every morning when they go to her Facebook page, you know, props to Ellen posting every morning. So much credit to you. But she's posting an inspirational quote and she's getting amazing feedback. Now, my one advice to somebody like her, because she runs a small business of her own too, I think, off the top of my head, and she's not sharing the same content in multiple areas. So she's only getting one area of an audience, where if she was sharing that on Instagram and LinkedIn and Twitter on all the same platforms, she would get twice as much the amount of engagement if she was consistent that way. So I'm just trying to give you an example of like game-changing things that will be so huge for your presence online, getting known and getting new potential customers and new potential audience members that can refer in new organic business for you. I have to tell you, I think Facebook ads and all of that stuff is amazing, because I do think at a certain point, you know, outside of your organic reach that you have, you want to reach, you know, larger audiences, and it's not as easy when you don't want to dedicate a lot of time to it. So paying for Facebook ads does it faster, which I respect anybody who does that. For me, being a sole proprietor and a smaller business, I'm all about the organic reach. And I have to tell you, since using these skills, I have seen such a game-changing, you know, such a game-changing thing with my whole presence online, with the people I'm meeting. Like, if you're not in Facebook groups alone, even outside of posting on your business page and your personal page, you know, like joining Facebook groups, those people always get notified when new people update. So those algorithms are even more engaging than even just posting on Facebook. So you want to post in all of those areas too. I always say, like, I was hanging out with a guy today at Apple. It's like the more places you are, the better. So just keep putting yourself out there. Keep showing up. That one person that can follow you, just like Narissa on Twitter for me, can totally change your life. And I'm so grateful that I reached out to her through Twitter, because if I didn't, I would have never gained an awesome friend like her and got an engagement ring, a wedding band, all of these great things, right? Earrings. She's my go-to jeweler. She's amazing. Her and her husband, David. So just food for thought. I'm giving like real raw advice here, but I would love feedback on, once you really start, you know, using these skills into your day-to-day lifestyle, make it work for you. Even if you do a half an hour at night before you go to bed, engaging in other people's content, creating schedule and posting minimum twice a week, that could be game changing for you. So I am so excited on the feedback for that. I teach a ton of these classes. I'm teaching again in Westford on Wednesday morning. And I teach a ton of different social media classes online. I do consulting. I do a little bit of everything. So if you ever have questions, you can definitely reach out to me through my website at nextonscene.com. And I would be so happy to answer any of your questions. But I really hope that this sets you up for success beyond the legal work. And I am so excited to continue to share, you know, Becoming Next on Scene's upcoming guests. We have 2 amazing shows coming up. We have one this week, which will be live next Monday, with the owner of a company called Guest. So Guest is founded by a fabulous guy named Jay Norris, and Guest serves as a leading retail technology platform whose software connects and streamlines partnerships between retailers, landlords, and brands in all sectors of retail. So you should think of Hinge for retail, and that's what Guest is. It's all about that. So we're so excited to interview Jay this week. And we'll be sharing more at the end of Jay's podcast with who will be on next week and coming in September. So really exciting stuff going on the weekly basis. Thank you so much for tuning in to Becoming Next On Scene. We are so grateful for the continued shares and social media postings and all of that. So thank you so much again for all of your support. And we can't wait to share our next episode of Becoming Next On Scene.
The ups, the downs, and all the in-between. What it takes to become next on scene. Are you next? Follow us at Next On Scene.